Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third straight year.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
Congratulations, Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thank you very much for joining me today. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there and my blog. The newsletter comes on Sunday. The blog's Monday through Friday. Or you can just come to the site and get the blog and find out all the things that are on that resource that we have there. And, of course, we always have thousands and thousands of articles and archives, past shows that we have. And I hope if you have a topic on your mind, marketing or human resources, buying a business, finance, whatever it might be, I hope you're going to our site and using the archives and the articles catalog that we have there. And then there's the suites too. Don't forget the suites, that all the different ways that you can find a topic. And then go to a Brain Trust member in that topic and listen to the body of work or read the body of work that we've deposited there for you, that we make available for free for you, so that you can just sort of take that little trail. Many times there are numerous resources there that literally will take you through a whole series of a topic. Sometimes maybe 10 or 20 or 30 different archives or articles that are there on one topic. So I hope you'll check that out when you get a chance. That's smallbusinessadvocate.com, and it's all free just for you. I'd like to introduce you now to a new friend. Gail Buskey is our new friend. She's the founder, the president, and the CEO of Team DoubleClick. And she is one of the leaders of the virtual staffing industry. Gail, welcome to the show.
Good morning. It's good to be here. Thank you.
It's good to have you here, Gail. And congratulations on the great success of your company, Team DoubleClick.
Well, thank you.
Now, we all know what an assistant is.
Mm-hmm.
And most of us know what virtual means. Means that obviously that you're not face to face. You're working with somebody in a virtual way, meaning that you're not face to face. They're on one part of the planet. You're on another part of a planet. And you're using technology typically to connect. I guess you could have a virtual assistant with carrier pigeons, Gail, but that's not the way most people do it.
No, it is not.
So a virtual assistant. And the virtual assistant industry would be, putting those two together, would be pretty intuitive, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. And it works wonderfully, in fact.
Mm-hmm. So how does it, tell us how it works.
Well, of course, you know, like you said, a virtual assistant is an administrative assistant, but he or she doesn't work in the client's office. He or she typically works from their own home office. So you don't see them face-to-face every day, but they can do all of the same tasks that an in-person assistant could do, of course, except the filing and making the coffee. That's a little tough to do virtually. We haven't nailed that one yet.
You're working on it, though, right?
We are, and we're working on virtual babysitting.
Right, exactly. Picking up the laundry, that kind of thing.
Yes.
You know, this whole virtual thing is really catching on, and I know you. I don't have to tell you this because that's how you make your living. But people are really understanding. You know, Gail, back years ago, the internet got the rap, the inappropriate rap, I think, of being cold and indifferent, and it just never was true. That was what people thought it would be. Surely it should be, because you're not face to face with anybody. You're doing emails and all that sort of thing. But the truth is, that's not how it's worked out, has it?
You know, it really hasn't. And years ago, too, you know, the thing was, virtual receptionists, or I should say automated receptionists. And it's really kind of swung back around the other way, too. A lot of our clients hire our virtual assistants so that they can have that personal touch in their business every day, and so that their clients have someone that they can actually call and talk to. So they're using our virtual assistants so that they can go from that cold feeling to the warm feeling by having a body there, so that their clients have somebody to talk to if they have problems.
You know, more than 25 years ago, actually about 30 years ago, I started working for Xerox. And I worked a territory, and my lifeline to my customers, because we didn't have cell phones in those days, my lifeline to my customers was my answering service.
Uh-huh.
And when somebody called the company in my area, they got an answering service. And those ladies who answered that phone for me were my representatives. They were my virtual assistants, even in those days, even though we communicated by phone only.
Uh-huh.
And so I got used to working virtually with people and having people, you know, counting on people that I'd never met face to face. I got used to that way back then. When we come back, folks, we're going to talk about some more about this and how having a virtual assistant might be a key to your success. 20 Tales, stay with us. We'll be right back with Gail Buskey. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Gail Buskey is our guest, and she's the founder and the president and the CEO of Team DoubleClick, and that's teamdoubleclick.com. I'm on your website, Gail. Looks good.
Thank you.
It's a little pink, but not too pink. It's a nice shade of, what is that color?
Well, we chose maroon, and then we had to kind of fade it out a little bit.
There you go. It's maroon. I see a little maroon. I feel, as long as I focus on the maroon, I feel okay.
Good.
So basically, you got a little something for everybody. Now, and I see some flowers here. You know, if you put a football in there, I might, or maybe a golf club. I think you should put a golf club on the right there, Gail.
maybe we can have the gal in the picture hold a football for you.
There you go. No, I'm just teasing here, folks. It's a great site, teamdoubleclick.com. Now, tell us what we'll find here.
You're going to find all kinds of information about virtual staffing and virtual assistants. Really, almost everything you ever wanted to know about virtual assistants. We've packed the website full of tips on how to use a virtual assistant, how to manage a virtual assistant, how to train a virtual assistant.
That's important, isn't it? Because, I mean, everybody, even though virtual assistant is pretty intuitive for most people, the mechanics, the technical aspect, the humanity of working with somebody in a virtual way takes a little bit of getting your mind around for some people, doesn't it?
It does, and probably the hardest thing for people to get around is remembering that the virtual assistant is there and available to help them.
Yeah.
And we kind of help with that, too. We've got people in place on our own staff, which are actually virtual also, that coach our virtual assistants and coach our clients, all, of course, at no charge to the client, but coach them on how to work virtually and how to use their virtual assistant, how to train the virtual assistant, and, of course, how to help the virtual assistant do her job better.
So, her job?
Mm-hmm.
Now, wait a minute. That sounds a little chauvinistic there, Gail.
No, actually, and you know, I apologize. I usually do revert to the feminine, simply because most of our virtual assistants are female.
Most of them are, but not all, right?
No, and we would love to have more men come
and
through.
And assistant, and see, now let me ask you a question. Let me make sure I got the definition straight here.
Mm-hmm.
When you're talking about assistant, you're not talking about somebody who would be like a graphic designer. Or a virtual webmaster. That's not the area that you work in. Is it strictly a professional assistant type of thing?
We primarily do professional assistants, so
right.
Administrative assistants. We do have quite a few graphic designers, writers, webmasters, but it's not our primary focus.
I got you. No, that's good to know. But I can see where. But you know, there are a lot of people out there, Gail, as you know, who are in business, but they're not always in. I mean, if they actually hired an assistant, a literal assistant, someone who was in an office that they would come back to, they wouldn't even see them all that much because they're out in the marketplace all day, or they're traveling or whatever. So if they stop and think about it, it it kind of doesn't matter where your assistant lives.
No, it really doesn't. It really doesn't. And it gives you access to a greater labor pool, too. And I can honestly say that we wouldn't have been able to accomplish everything that we've accomplished just as a company were it not for our virtual assistants and our core team that are also virtual. We're in Wisconsin. Our virtual assistants are in Illinois, New York, Texas, California. They're scattered all over as well.
Mm-hmm.
And if we had to rely on our little labor pool that we've got here in little bitty Wisconsin, we wouldn't have been able to accomplish the things that we have because we've been able to reach out and choose the best people across the country to work with us.
Now, somebody who would be a good candidate to have a virtual assistant would have to be pretty tech savvy, wouldn't they?
Yes, it helps. You need to be able to use the internet, of course, and email.
You have to be comfortable with email, instant messaging, that sort of thing. Probably have a PDA that you can be reached by and you can get back to when you're moving around.
It's handy, but even cell phone works. You know, the virtual assistant can do her tasks and call the client on his or her cell phone to ask questions or report back. You know, maybe the client calls the virtual assistant and says, "I need you to cancel a meeting with John Doe on Tuesday."
Mm-hmm.
Virtual assistant does that, calls him or her back, and says, "All done."
You know, I know people who either they're home base and they need to grow or they need an assistant, but they don't want the assistant to be in their home. Maybe they don't have room for them, or it's just not how they want to do it. They don't want to leave their home. And so a virtual assistant works out perfectly for them.
Oh,
I also know people, Gail, who have an office. They've had an office for years and years. They've decided to move their personal workspace home.
And their
people stay in their office. They may only go to that office once a month because they work from home. And so even though their people are not virtual, they didn't begin virtual, they actually became virtual.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so my point is that there are a lot of different ways that that people work virtually. So what you're talking about doing really is a very 21st century way of doing business.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Well, and the cost savings from being virtual, too, are amazing. You know, if you look at hiring an assistant in office, you've got to supply her a desk and a computer and
absolutely.
Phone line. Virtual assistants come with all those things.
When we come back, we're going to talk about how to hook up with these people, how to interview these folks, and how to make sure you get a good one, and how to make sure the work gets done. Tim Till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Gail Buskey. Her company is Team DoubleClick.
Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love?
Having a great visit with our new friend Gail Buskey, and she is the founder of Team DoubleClick. They're the folks who help you find a virtual assistant. If you're looking for someone to help you, and you know, Gail, you know, sometimes when we talk about this, sometimes when I think about it, I think about, you know, trying to explain to people how this works and the merits of it, the benefits of it for folks. And there are people out there who are looking for an assistant and they haven't thought about a virtual assistant. But there are some people who are listening, some people who find out about you, who, as we said earlier, this is perfect for them.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the way they work, because of how they're structured. But how do we find the right person? Let's say we go to your website, we contact you. How do you help us match up the right person?
Well, we actually try to take most of the work of finding the person out of your hands, so that you don't have to spend your time interviewing. You know, we don't expect you to be an HR pro, so we actually pre-screen and interview all of our virtual assistants.
How many you got now?
We've got 2,800 virtual assistants.
All right. And it's growing, isn't it?
It's growing daily. Well, actually, we add about 100 people every week on average.
Yep.
Recent days. So, but we pre-screen and interview everyone. Once we've been screened and interviewed and we've determined that we've got a good person to work with, we send them on through one of our training courses so that they can become certified as a...
You actually send your virtual assistants to a training course?
Right. It's all online. They're training courses you've developed in how to be a better virtual assistant.
So you actually have criteria. You have you have professional protocols that you teach them on how to you know, maybe they already know how to be an assistant, but maybe they need a little polishing on being a virtual assistant.
Absolutely, and
that's good to know. So if you recommend someone to me, this is someone who can help me with the process, not just with the work, but with the process of having a virtual assistant.
Absolutely.
I guess that's kind of part of their job, isn't it?
It really is. Yeah, we look to the virtual assistants quite often to tell us, you know, best practices and best technologies and which ones do you have experience with and which ones will work for whatever it is I'm trying to accomplish.
Right. How do I make sure the work gets done?
What we do is all of our virtual assistants send in a daily report to the client, and then it's copied to our office so that we can scrutinize them too. But the daily report lists off all of the things that the virtual assistant has done that day and then how much time she input. So in other words, how much billable time.
Right.
And that lets the client know on a daily basis what's getting done in their business, what's left to be done, how much money they're spending. And then we look over those reports as well.
So you get a copy of all the reports?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming then that does this mean that that my relationship, my business relationship, is with you, not with the directly with the virtual assistant?
It is and it isn't. We're here kind of on the sidelines to monitor and nurture the relationship.
Who do I write the check to?
To Team DoubleClick.
I don't write the check to the assistant.
Correct. You do not.
Okay.
But you work directly with the virtual assistant.
But I work directly with them, but basically you guys stay involved.
Yes. Yes.
I see.
We coach the virtual assistant. We'll coach the client. We watch those daily reports. We've got a person on staff whose sole job is to watch over daily reports.
So you're helping to make sure that I get my money's worth.
Yes, absolutely.
If somehow one assistant doesn't work out, it looks like they're not working out, things aren't going well, the comments are coming in that aren't so great, then you guys step in and make sure it gets resolved.
Exactly.
That's good quality control.
If need be, we'll dismiss that assistant. If it's something we can fix or coach, we'll do that. Of course.
It might just be personality conflict.
Absolutely, that happens. You know, we tried our darndest not to have that happen, but it does. You know,
sometimes it happens. But how do I? You know, what if I don't want you to know all my confidential business, Gail? I mean, I like you, but I don't want you to know everything.
That's fine.
How do we work that out?
We typically aren't copied on all emails back and forth. It's more that daily summary so that we can watch times and such. But, you know, under special instances, if you said, you know, I don't want you seeing these things, that's fine.
Would it be possible for me to say, look, I like this person, I just want to work directly with them?
Certainly. We also do temp to perm, similar.
Okay, there you go. That's what I'm looking for, right? Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good to know. Hey, Gail, give us that website again, please.
www.teamdoubleclick.com.
Folks, check that out. This could be the answer to your, this could be a big solution to one of your challenges there. Gail, will you come back another day?
Absolutely.
Congratulations on doing a good job today and on your company.
Thank you.
And for all the good stuff you're doing for folks out there and across the marketplace.
Got
to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and all those virtual assistants out there too. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'll be back on the other side of the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.